Today, President Obama is getting behind a Department of Labor proposal for tougher restrictions on brokers who manage retirement accounts to make it harder for brokers to push so-called backdoor payments and hidden fees. But wait a minute. Another government agency, the SEC, says this new proposal is unnecessary and could actually be bad for investors. Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst for CBS News in New York. Jill, help. What's going on here?
First of all, who couldn't love an interdepartment catfight going on like this? My favorite thing of the day. Okay, so let me just give you a little bit of a background here. Right now, when you have a broker who works with a retirement investor, say you're an IRA account, these brokers are subject to something that's called suitability. And the SEC oversees this. It's got to be a suitable investment for you. Otherwise, the guy or gal can't sell it to you. This new rule issued by the Department of Labor would require these brokers to act in a customer's best interest, and they would have to adhere to something called the fiduciary standard. Okay.
Which is a higher standard.
It's a higher standard. It's a harder standard. And the SEC is not happy about it because they basically say, we're doing this already, and we really want you out of our territory.
Okay. So just to review there's a benchmark already where somebody can sell you things that are suitable for you. You know, you can afford it. It's good for your savings. But then there's another duty, the fiduciary duty, which is it has to be the best for you, in your best interest. It can't do you any harm, if I've got this right.
That's exactly right.
So how often is it the case that it's not in your best interest? I mean, this is the claim that there are, you know, tens of thousands of cases where people are paying too high fees, billions of dollars in fees that are too high.
Well, there was a memo that was leaked last month. Jason Furman, the chairman of Obama's Council of Economic Advisors, said that these hidden fees and these backdoor payments between big mutual fund companies and brokers, that they amount to somewhere between $8 to $17 billion a year. Now, okay, I get it. It's a trillion-dollar industry. It doesn't seem like that much. But the SEC says that's bunk. That's not a real number. You can't prove it. And so it's been really interesting because the SEC sort of lines up on the side of the industry, which it regulates. And that's very rare. That just doesn't happen very often.
And agreeing with banks that that there aren't these kinds of backdoor fees, at least to the extent that the Department of Labor is claiming. So meantime, Jill, while this is fought out and there's going to be a public hearing process, what should people do if they're just hearing this and thinking, well, wait a minute, is somebody working on something that's suitable for me or the best for me?
Well, it's very easy. You can ask whoever your financial professional is, are you a fiduciary? And they have to disclose that. Either they are or they are not. That said, not a lot of people want to necessarily pay the fees that are associated with investment advisory accounts. And again, this is one other criticism of this particular rule, and that is that perhaps this is not really well thought out because maybe smaller investors will get hurt. Remember, big firms that have gotten wholeheartedly into financial management, they don't like small accounts. They might dump accounts less than $100,000 because it just won't make sense for them.
Which, by the way, we understand is a huge percentage of Americans heading into retirement. They have about $35,000. So something that the public can weigh in on and will be discussed in the coming weeks. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News. Thanks as always.
Great to be with you.